I wanted to share another piece with you from the meditation manual. This is called When Life is Messy. It is easy to pray when the sun shines, and we are grateful for another glorious day of being. It's hard to pray when wind and rain and thunder plague our every step and spoil our every plan. It is easy to be virtuous when life goes well, and our existence is a journey from bliss to beauty and back. It's hard to be virtuous when life assaults us, and our very being is a pilgrimage from bad to worse to worst. It is easy to be cheerful when health bursts in us so that we can feel the very pulse of life. It is hard to be happy when pain and fatigue beset us and we wonder if we can go on. It is easy to do good when our goodness is rewarded and we feel the power of pride in accomplishment. It is hard to do good when we suffer for our efforts and are troubled because we have been misunderstood. It is easy to feel religious impulses well up inside us when inspiration lives at our elbow and walks on our path. It is hard to feel religious when we are tired with work to be done and discouragement seems to mark our every move. O God of order and neatness, we give thanks for all that is good. We are grateful for manifold blessings bestowed upon us. O God of chaos and disorder, be with us also when life is messy. Bless our coming in and our going out from this day forth. Two gods, one of neatness and order, the other of chaos and disorder. I think I know which one works harder. Life can feel messy at times, maybe most times. We plod along hoping to get somewhere, to make our mark, to carve some order out of the wilderness of our lives, to create happiness, snippets of joy, moments, memories, photographs for the mind. We have gathered much of this life's fodder since the beginning. We stack it up, weighing if our lives have been everything that we have hoped for them, or maybe our parents had hoped for them. In large measure, the evolution of our experiences managed to bring us here. Maybe not exactly where we thought we would be, but here we are, together. 3 years ago, you called me from out there in the world to travel on this journey with you. We spent time together that first week. We got to know one another. I asked you if you'd be willing to change, to be part of a culture of yes. And I explained that it would take work, and you groaned. Because you were tired already, you had been on the journey for years together already. In many ways, I think you wanted me to save you from the work. I explained that it would take faith and energy, and we'd have to muster it. I explained it was kind of like pushing a car uphill. Do you remember that? I said it'd be a challenge to get the momentum going. We, leadership and I, asked you what you wanted, where you wanted to go together. You drew pictures, and you shared words, and bemoaned your aging congregation. You resounded that you wanted young families to be part of this community. Rock on, young families. I said, have faith. We can be whatever we want to be. Just imagine it together. Co-create it together. You groaned. On April 23rd, 2013, the day I became your minister, I walked in here and I hugged everyone. And I shared a secret with you that day. Do you remember what it was? Does anybody remember what my secret was? I leaned into that's how secret it was. I leaned into this microphone and I whispered the words, making your promise that you wouldn't tell anyone else. And I said, I am not perfect. And you did just that. You laughed, almost as if you didn't believe me, or maybe my willingness to share the truth about myself so vulnerably made you a bit nervous. I explained that at times you would get mad at me, am I right? And you would lose faith in me and get frustrated. But in the end, if we stayed together, if we kept the faith, we would be where we wanted to be. We're on that road now, aren't we? Our common ground is in this very moment. It is the center of space and time, a place in which we co-create everything together. In reality, we most likely do not even realize that we are doing it, creating together. Even when at times when we're dreaming and imagining and building the potential for a future right here between us. 3 years ago, when I met with each committee of First Parish, I asked you what you wanted, what your dreams were. Solar on the meeting house roof, a terrace out front, a thriving social justice ministry, new families, religious education for children, youth, and adults. The board wanted solid financials, a balanced budget, more visitors, a prominent public presence in Sudbury and beyond. We imagined it together, and then one step at a time, we made that journey. The landscape committee might remember. Is there anybody from landscape here right now? Right on. Do you remember that first conversation? Do you remember when I said you have to let go of the terrace project to get the terrace project? Do you remember that? Marge Langmuir looked at me like I was nuts. I explained that we would have to work as hard for our collective goals as a congregation as much as our individual goals, that we would have to do it all together. And here is a truth. If we can imagine it together, whatever it might be, we can make it happen together. The landscape committee let go. And here we are, with a backhoe in our front. Maybe with a lot less heartache even, and some frustration that we didn't really need, because we let go. Now we have what we had hoped for. In truth, over the last 3 years, it's not always been easy. I have lost faith. I have felt downtrodden, been frustrated. It is daunting to be a person of faith, an optimist, and to know that we can create whatever we want, and to watch as people struggle, lose faith or doubt. I cursed the God of chaos. But there is so much to be learned in those moments together that I got up, shook it off, and realized that maybe today, along with me, you believe just a little bit more, have faith just a little bit more. Here we are 3 years later, and I think that I can share another secret with you if you're ready, if your mind is open and your heart is open and you're willing. None of us is perfect. We may have perfect moments, but they are fleeting, and they require outstanding luck and a ton of life balance. Does this "we are not perfect" come as a surprise to anyone? Anyone? So if none of us is perfect, then what are we? What are we striving for? I'd like to think that we are endeavoring to live lives of integrity, to cultivate and collect those snippets of happiness. We are learning to be patient with one another and ourselves. Maybe we are endeavoring to create something special, spectacular on this First Parish common ground. We build on sane values where all are welcomed and valued, a place where we trust and care and give from our hearts to the collective imagination, where we are curious instead of judgmental, embrace love instead of fear, and we embrace one another, even if we fear our respective messiness. Love instead of fear, that is a gift that we can give one another. Patience and support and understanding. We fear in this life when we have order. We fear the approach of disorder. Isn't that true? Like when you feel like everything's going perfectly, you're like, whoa, it's not going to last. But when we have disorder in our lives, we are free to be creative and expansive in our problem solving. Disorder allows us to be amazing and unfettered, albeit it is scary at times. It can make people, as a friend of mine says, loco. On the first Sunday in March, I explained to you that I hate asking for help. Many of you got it. You talked to me afterwards and you said, oh my God, I so know what you mean. And other people were like, what are you talking about? You need help. But I wanted really to share with you the struggle. And I really wanted to ask you for help because we needed it. And over the last month in asking for help, I have learned a lot. I learned that it wasn't as hard. It's okay. It wasn't as hard or shame-filled as I thought it would be. I learned that it gave you each space to respond and for each of us all to realize that we are in this together. In my ask, I explained that the leadership believed that we would have a significant deficit this year. They were afraid beginning in September and have been planning and thinking about it. They doubted, and I asked you to prove them wrong. Do you remember that? Guess what? We did just that. We proved our leadership wrong, and they are absolutely thrilled about it. Your generosity was astounding, and based on all indicators, we will have a balanced budget with long-term members increasing your support and new members stepping up in incredible ways. We did it. We made our annual pledge goal. Does that not feel amazing? Those few of you who have been hesitating to get your pledge in, however, there is still time. You have an opportunity to push us to our goal and beyond. And thank you. Thank you. Thank you. We made it. Feels good. What the last 3 years has proven is that we can do whatever we put our minds to. If we want to change the world, we can. Just like our banner, we will face resistance. But if we stand on the side of love and create safe common ground, we will make a difference. Look around. It is up to us to mold these moments out of chaos, to be discontent with the order of status quo and expect more. We are that powerful. Powerful beyond measure. I turn to Marianne Williamson, author of The Course in Miracles, explained, and I fully agree with her, that our deepest fear is not that we are inadequate. Our deepest fear is that we are powerful beyond measure. It is our light, not our darkness, that most frightens us. We ask ourselves, who am I to be brilliant, gorgeous, talented, fabulous? Actually, who are you not to be? You are a child of this universe. Your playing small does not serve the world. There is nothing enlightened about shrinking so that other people won't feel insecure around you. We are all meant to shine as children do. We are born to make manifest the magnificence of the spirit that is within us. It's not just some of us, it's everyone. And as we let our own light shine, we unconsciously give other people permission to do the same. As we are liberated from our own fear, our presence automatically liberates others. I can buy that. Let your love shine. Let your love shine. Moving forward into our future, I want us to believe in ourselves, to have faith and patience with one another. I ask you to embrace love and to let go of fear so that we can create, maintain, and secure safe common ground for all. And we need this. If you look at our world, we need safe common ground for all. And we're just the people to make it happen. There are people right now who are in Sudbury and beyond that are making the decision to take this journey with us. I guarantee it. They have been touched by our message, displayed on our banners, or shared in the media, and our commitment to inherent worth and dignity of all, and they are coming. They may wonder if our willingness to be welcoming and non-judgmental is for real. How many people wondered that before you arrived here, if we were for real? They may wonder if we're holding some devious plan in our back pockets for world domination. A plan for manipulation of the masses. The answer is no. No. We just want the world to be a loving place. It's that simple. We want everyone to be welcome equally. We want justice. That is how we pray, is to make the world a better place. We work for love. We stand on the side of what is inclusive and right. We believe in one another and in making the world a better place for all. That is what we believe. Friends, be not afraid to invite whomever you meet along the way. I remember when I was first introduced to a church, never expecting to be in the pulpit, ever. And the message touched me in such a way that I was called. And if you reach out to people who may not realize that they're missing love in their life, they may not realize that they are looking to make a difference, or believe that they can, or believe that they're powerful enough, if you invite them and we welcome them, and they need the love, and they need the faith, and they need to feel grounded and become more open-hearted and open-headed, they'll find what they're looking for, and it will be a gift. We are not perfect, but let us encourage each other to live a life of integrity. Beyond our wildest, most prophetic dreams, whatever chaos or order that may come, let us embrace each as if it were a gift from beyond. That is what the God of chaos and order can bring us, his gifts. To expand our lives, to expand our minds, to expand our hearts. That's what it's all about. So may it be. Let us take a moment in silent reflection. Blessed be. Amen.